USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. President Joe Biden told Israeli Prime Minister Naftali Bennett at the White House on Friday that the United States has other options if using diplomacy fails with Iran in efforts to ensure it never develops a nuclear weapon. The two leaders used their meeting to reaffirm U.S.-Israeli relations and discuss how to approach a nuclear threat from Iran. Representative Jake Elzey, Republican of Texas, who deployed to Afghanistan three times as a Navy fighter pilot, told Fox News in an exclusive interview he wants to know who's behind the curtain, referring to President Biden.
When he said, I was instructed to ask questions, to let these reporters ask me questions. Those are his words. The President of the United States doesn't get instructed by anybody. Everybody who has a staff takes input from that staff.
This is USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
School districts in Florida may impose mask mandates, a judge said Friday, ruling that Governor Ron DeSantis overstepped his authority by issuing an executive order banning the mandates. Broward County School Board Chair Rosalind Osgood says they have a responsibility to protect those in the schools.
With what we know from science and medicine and how this airborne pandemic is spreading, we feel very strongly that we have to protect the people in our school district.
The Democrat Majority Committee, probing the events that unfolded at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th, issued letters to 15 telecommunications and social media companies, including giants such as Facebook, Twitter, and Google, asking them to provide a series of documents related to the day. The committee is seeking a range of records, including data, reports, analyses, and communications, stretching back to spring of 2020. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A report on the origins of COVID-19 is inconclusive. USA's Wendy King explains.
The government has released an unclassified report on how COVID-19 began. The Director of National Intelligence Office report says the first known COVID-19 cases started in Wuhan, China, around November of 2019. U.S. health experts say there's little evidence that it was developed as a biological weapon, but there's less confidence that it was not genetically engineered. Two U.S. agencies are saying there's not enough evidence to decide either way. The report also says it's not likely Chinese officials knew about the virus before the pandemic hit. The DNI report said the intelligence community won't be able to settle on an explanation without additional information, such as clinical samples or epidemiological data from the earliest COVID-19 cases. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Ida intensified rapidly Friday from a tropical storm to a hurricane with top winds of 80 miles per hour as it crossed western Cuba. The National Hurricane Center predicted it would strengthen into an extremely dangerous Category 4 hurricane with top winds of 140 miles per hour before making landfall along the U.S. Gulf Coast late Sunday. The National Hurricane Center urged residents in impacted areas to prepare on Saturday ahead of Hurricane Ida. For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.